This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Seed arbitration has become a redundant and expensive process in Washington State. That's according to Washington Policy Center Ag Research Director Madeline Clark, who testified before the Senate Ag, Water, Trade, and Economic Development Committee on behalf of a pair of bills that address the matter. Clark recommends a two-part solution.
First off, the seed companies and the growers that are involved in the dispute should have the opportunity to choose what legal recourse works best. They get to weigh their own benefits, their own costs, and then say, you know, it makes more sense for us to go to court, or it makes more sense for us to go to mediation because this is the cost. This is how long it will take.
Next, Clark says remove the burden that impacts small farmers the most.
The second part is that Washington State needs to move away from the non-binding arbitration process because it's just become symbolic. And the result is it delays the inevitable legal process. It extends costs. Smaller growers are less likely to be able to swallow that for long periods of time, so it hurts them even more. So that is my two recommendations for this non-binding arbitration process.
Clark says House Bill 1132 and its companion, Senate Bill 5075, would remove state-imposed arbitration, reduce costs, achieve positive resolutions more quickly, and take down costly barriers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.